This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We are off and running on a basketball Friday here. It's a football Friday. A lot of sports going on. NCAA Women's Tournament now. Men's Tournament firing up a little bit later on. How the heck are you here? General at your service. At ease. There's Broadus. Woolchuck is here. You have your main man, Alec Medford, producing the show, filling in for Lucius today. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and along with you, we are the G-Back Nation. 972 asks, where the hell is Chi-Chi? You'd, of course, be referring to Eric Chiafalo. He's in a lot of pain, man. Had his nuts cut off earlier this week. Had too many babies.
Hey, he got neutered for a good reason.
Yeah.
And, I was like, I'm sick and tired of paying child support for you. I'm done with it. So yeah, we're going to call it off at three.
Child support, expensive. Huh?
Yeah.
No, he...
well, there's some confusion on who's the daddy.
Oh. The rest of the story, huh?
Yeah, we're going to write a tell-all book one day.
Okay. One of those babies was looking extra woolly.
Yeah.
I do got to admit.
A lot of hair. A lot of hair.
No, Chief, you know, he had his third baby this year, and he's just doing a little paternity leave. You know, I think they give you 2-3 weeks over the next 12 months, and, of course, the mom appreciates it, and so does the dad. You know, chance to bond with your child, and it's cool that the world does that for dads as well these days. We start with the story of Luka Doncic fined $35,000 for making an inappropriate and unprofessional gesture towards an official during Wednesday's game against the Warriors. Man, 35's like just the price for doing business these days with these NBA fines. I remember when like 5 to 10 was common. They've took it to 35. He did the Johnny Manziel money signal there at the ref, insinuating that he was on the take.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that you could get fined for the money Manziel, but I guess if you're just saying, hey, the refs are being bought out, NBA doesn't like that.
Nah.
He should have just gone full Fred VanVleet afterwards, and just call them out by name. You know, if you're going to get the fine, at least earn the fine.
Do you think if they, you know, now with the VanVleet, with that fine, that if you did it again, that it would only be 30, or are they going
to? No, they'd kick that up to about 50.
It's going
to
be a 50?
You think suspension?
So the next one is going to be the next time somebody complains.
Yeah.
Like Monty Williams complaining about the officials or the number of lack of.
Oh, the fouls.
Fouls.
Yeah.
Is that a $50,000, or do you have to call Ben Taylor?
No.
You have to call Ben Taylor's name out by, call him out by his name.
I think that's at most $5,000. You know, he's just fed up with his team not getting to the line.
He does it every other month.
And asking the media to make of that what you will. You know, we're getting to the line about half as much. Going after the refs has definitely gone viral, though. And I would not be surprised if some sort of a memo or a message sending fine could be on the cards. I think they just treat the coaches a little bit different because they're dealing in the $2 to $5 million range as opposed to the $20 to $40 million range for their salary.
I'd like to see like these officials have press conferences and talk about the players.
You've talked about that, and I would love it as well.
I'd like to see them accountable. Yeah, like well, no, not the official. Like you know, complain about Luka. Like you know, have an official stand up there. Like, hey, you know, Luka, he thinks every trip down the floor is a foul. I mean, what is he?
Working me all day.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear what they think about all these players and coaches, you know, bitching about their.
It would be great content.
Yeah. It would be the Luka whining, basically every single trip down.
Mike's
the floor.
Right. I'm sure those officials all they when they
it's
when
a
they
get down,
a, when they get assigned a Mavs game, they're probably like, "What the hell? We got to deal with this today."
I wish there would just be higher standards with the refs. Like what you need
they
to do. You don't need to make them public. But just have a scoring system, and if you're not this good, then you got to go back in the hopper and try out and prove yourself against other refs. But, you know, I think for the most part they're doing their best, but some of these guys let it get personal, and your job is to be unemotional as an official. And I think if you let it get personal and it affects your whistle, you deserve to possibly, you know, lose your job if there's more qualified people out there.
But how could you not let it get personal, though? And I know you're not supposed to, but how could you not let
some
it get...
Some people do.
I mean,
the good refs are special people. You've made it all the way to the top.
Every trip, you know? Every trip, something's wrong. And I'm not just saying Luka.
Yeah.
Like, every trip, I mean, it seems like, you know, guys... It's never their fault when they miss a shot, right? Oh, hey, I got hit on the wrist. I got hit in the elbow. I got bumped.
Hey, it's going to get personal. Every human has bias. They're prone to being, you know, prompted into having negative feelings. Just don't let it get the best of you.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, both of you, I can kind of see both sides of this. I think human nature, right? I mean, if you're getting MF the entire game, the side of you is going to want to be like, dude, bleep off.
The 50-50s are going to go against you like that.
You're right, though, General. That's your job, and nobody's telling you you have to be an NBA official. If you're able to make it to that level, you've got to be unbiased, and you've got to find a way to kind of mentally train yourself like, hey, I can't let this affect me.
I don't think we've had, you know, when the officials back in the day, like the guys like the Mindy Rudolphs and guys like that, the old school officials back in the 70s and the 80s, yeah, we didn't have the social media, and we also didn't have the two-minute report. You know, at the end of the day, you have to stand up there, and they say, oh, by the way, you guys missed this call, and oh, by the way, oh, wait, Luka was traveling, you know, the last 36
everybody
seconds of
everybody else
game.
Gets held accountable. There's multiple travelings every possession.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. That's the thing about it is they don't have all these things, the scrutiny, and I think a lot of it has to do, I think the pressure on these players with how tight the standings are, especially in the West.
They're the ones competing,
game.
Brian.
Yeah, every game is on the line.
And they're emotional.
Yeah. Right.
That's why you need to have, like, cut above guys when it comes to the emotional intelligence to not fall into that.
Sure. Yeah.
You're trying to de-escalate, you know, and you know, make quality calls and communicate. That's really your only jobs. And I think the guys that get involved emotionally, that's when you get reactions like Van Vliet. And I don't know about Luka. You know, Luka's lost all credibility on this matter. But I do know refs are taking more heat than usual in the NBA. We have Jalen Brunson quotes in the morning news. I'm okay with Brunson leaving at this point because you got Kyrie. Okay, you shut me up. I was furious letting Brunson go. You got Kyrie. But if you lose Kyrie, or if we come back next year and over the previous 18 months you've let all those guys go and you're like, oh, I don't know, then I'm definitely going to be all over this front office. What did Jalen Brunson say about his time with the Mavs, though? That's the story in the morning news. Can't say anything bad about Dallas, but obviously I wish things would have happened differently, says Jalen Brunson. Seems like things are going pretty well for him right now. He got to the team that he looked up to all along. He's playing in Mecca, but he says, there were two times I thought we had offers on the table before the season, and then around December or January, they looked the other way. They had every right in the world to do so. I don't blame them for making any business decisions. That's on them. They brought me into this league, jump-started my career, but business is business. My 4 years in Dallas were special. When I first got drafted there, I had the mindset of seeing myself being there for a very long time. My vet at the time, Berea, taught me so much, and he was there for such a long time. I wanted that role of being with the Mavs for the long haul of my career. I truly loved that place. We'll see how big of a mistake it is to let that guy go. You know, he's blowing my mind that he's turning into an actual superstar now. You know, that's just, it's crazy the numbers that he's putting up. And, you know, hopefully the Mavs can do enough that it doesn't kill you for the next decade.
Right now, I mean, I think that's got to make Maverick fans feel a little bit sick. You know, just hearing him talk about that.
He knows that when he said it.
Yeah.
He knows that. It's very easy to say that now for him.
Now that he's got $104 million contract with the Knicks.
He's playing well and all that. Let's just say what it is. The Mavericks misevaluated the guy.
They did.
They were right to pick him in the second round. They loved his toughness. They loved the way he competed. Rick Carlisle talked about him all the time that, hey, this guy's got some special traits to him. You know, we saw what he did in a playoff series when Luka was out. He carried the damn team in Utah those two games. You know, they blew it. They absolutely blew it with this guy. And you know what? The fact that the Knicks swooped in, cleared cap space, hired his dad.
Showed they wanted him.
Made it really easy for him. Made it really easy for him to make that decision.
Final meaningful quote here from this story. Jason Kidd helped me unlock something in me that I didn't think would happen that fast. I was growing as a player, but when the playoffs hit, he pushed me to a new level. It was great there. The whole organization in the city of Dallas was special to me and my family, and those 4 years were amazing. But that nugget about Jason Kidd there, I do think he has a unique ability to motivate guys. And, You know, if they're, I think if they're the right guys, they'll respond. Mavs and Hornets tonight at the AAC. Charlotte 23-51. Really, nothing matters until you get Luka and Kyrie on the court together and see if they can score beyond their defensive liabilities. And what do we know about that right now? Are we hoping? We probably.
I think you're hoping there. I always get the TBDs when I, you know, when I ask about either one of these guys.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything official yet. We'll probably find out later this afternoon.
I would just count on this being a tight game that they have to try and win in the last 4 minutes.
They come down to the last possession.
That's how they play.
This has been one of the easiest schedules down the stretch. Remember when we did that story after the All-Star break?
Right. This team, though, like even that story, and we get texts about that a lot. Like, oh, I thought the Mavericks had the easiest schedule. You're right. They did. But this team's proven.
They don't play like it's the easiest schedule.
Never.
Yeah.
Or even early in the season when you're thinking, oh, guaranteed win against the Pistons or the Magic. They don't have their best players tonight. The Mavs would blow a game like that. So it doesn't matter who they're playing. There's no easy win for the Mavericks.
You know, I want to talk tournament here every day at 2 o'clock. We talk about everything that's basically transpired since last we broadcasted with you, and it was freaking incredible. You know, what you got to see with Kansas State and Michigan State and Gonzaga, UCLA especially. Good run for Arkansas. Good run for Tennessee, but Florida Atlantic gets him. At least Choppy was 3-for-1 against the spread. So that soothed his volunteer wounds a little bit. But the games resume tonight at 5:30, right as we're jumping into what you're drinking and what you're thinking. And I'm locked in now, man.
Man, that UCLA-Zaga game lived up to all the hype. I thought the Zags looked like they were going to have an easy win. And then here comes UCLA. Did they have the dagger to finally win it at the end? And then what a play. Shout out to Gonzaga. They basically stole last year's championship winner. From Kansas.
Villanova.
Jay Wright's call from Villanova. Yeah. 2 years ago. And an incredible play. What a shot, like from the March Madness logo to be able
crazy.
To win that thing.
I was really invested in that one last night because I had UCLA going to the Final Four. And with 2 minutes to
what
go.
What a great team, though.
2 minutes to go in the game, they're down 10. Yeah. And I went to the point where I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. So I put it on my phone, you know, and the phone kept updating. And I'm like, this guy just missed two free throws.
Yeah.
This guy's got 36 points, and he's missed two free throws.
But had no shot on it. It went from the best game of his career to almost the worst.
And incredibly, and then you're like going, for everything that UCLA did to get back in that game. And by the way, the first half, they crushed Gonzaga. But Gonzaga, I'll tell you the one thing I learned about Gonzaga, you're not going to get an offensive rebound off that group.
No.
They will punish you on the offensive glass.
They will. They're fantastic.
So they miss a shot like three times in a row, offensive rebound. Every time it was a missed shot, it was an offensive rebound. And that's what, but for Gonzaga tried to give that game back. They tried. And, you know, hey, hats off to Mark Few and that crew. It hurt me because I had UCLA going. Nobody wants to hear about your brackets.
Yeah, you're being the bracket guy right now.
I am being the bracket guy.
It's good drama. Everybody's feeling it.
In the Final Four.
Leading our group.
Cowboys almost lost Cooper Rush in free agency, apparently. There were some offers coming in for him. So that's amongst your Cowboys stories. Would that have hurt a lot if you lose Cooper Rush? Maybe not, but you love having him, especially for the money that they got him and the assurance, the knowledge that, hey, if Dak goes down, we could still be in the playoffs quite easily. They have a formula that works.
Right,
you've
got a guy you can win with. It's not surprising that the Bengals were one of the two teams that were trying to get him, considering he had probably his best performance against Cincinnati with that game-winning drive, puts him in field goal range at the end there to win.
They like redheads.
They do.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, stand up, TCU zone.
Yeah, Raiders and Bengals were looking at him. Eagles are signing Lane Johnson to 1 year, $33.4 mil. It's a weird number, but they needed to add 1 year to 2026, which, you know, now puts him under contract for the next 4 years, but it reduces his cap number quite significantly. So
there's got to be a significance of the number. Sometimes these guys get pretty creative with their numbers to the point, the decimal point.
Yeah.
Just to kind of like if you add it all up.
Yeah, I wonder what that means.
Yeah, 69.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something like that.
Reports indicate the Bills and Chiefs the favorites to land DeAndre Hopkins. If the Chiefs get him, this Brett Veach guy, doesn't he deserve more credit for like the best GM in football, what he's done with this offensive line now, remade it twice and keeps rebuilding the defense? And, of course, Reed and Mahomes are a big part of it, but Veach is finding the right players. And if you pull off DeAndre Hopkins, man, you got my vote.
I think they take advantage of teams, you know, like the other teams should be involved in this. And then they kind of figured out, like, well, heck, if it's only going to be that, let's go.
Right.
You know, and that, so then they get in, and obviously the player. I'd be interested to see if Hopkins does anything with his money, because I believe he would have done something with his money if he came to Dallas. That's the thing. You would have had something very similar to what you had with
Brandon Cooks.
Cooks. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Being willing to take less. I wonder if he would do that in Kansas City, but you're right. I mean, they made the move on from Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
That paid off.
Happy birthday to DeMar Hamlin of the Bills, turning 25 today. Tweeted that he has so much to be thankful for. What a sure story does. There. Stars back atop the division is a Jake Ottinger. Put him in his backpack and get the dub there. 6-3-1 in their last 10. It feels worse than that, but that's because the teams behind them have been streaking with the Wild and Avalanche. But they're back atop the Central Division by 1 point over Minnesota now.
Yeah, shout out to Miro Haskin, and he's now got a point in 12 straight games. That's a Stars defensive record for a defenseman in Stars franchise history. He's playing really good hockey and good get saves.
Dorian Hatcher never did anything like that?
No, Dorian Hatcher never did.
Oh, okay.
Rangers have named Jacob DeGrom the opening day starter. I know that's big news, big surprise for
everybody involved. Can we get odds on that one, maybe?
Sigh of relief right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty much a sure thing, you know, as long as he...
Spores isn't available for opening day starter.
Oh, come on, Rocky, we're not having a bullpen day, all right?
What are we doing?
Yeah, this ain't 2019 anymore, Brian.
Oh, okay.
We're a legit baseball club again. Rangers visit the Cubs in Arizona today. They'll be at the Globe Monday for some exhibition action, and then opening day is a week from yesterday, right here on the Fan First Pitch. At 3 o'clock, Rhys Hoskins won't be playing against the Rangers that day. Ended up having the torn ACL. That's the extent of that knee injury.
A lot of hurt baseball players coming into this season.
That's
right?
A bummer, for Rhys Hoskins. But yeah, you're right. I mean, after the World Baseball Classic, we talked about Adam Wainwright yesterday going to be on the IL. So we got some banged up players.
Might have to cancel spring training. It's too risky. It's going to break my heart.
Can't do that. I like trying that food at the ballpark too much.
Yeah, we need Bronis' film reviews.
Yeah. Arizona food trips reviews are awesome, too. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. We had the best revenge games of the 2023 season. Are the Cowboys in one? You'll find out next in the Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes. Best revenge games of the 2023 season. Are the Cowboys in one? You're going to find out about that right now here. Segment is it's brought to you by Winda Nation. Here's Wolchuk with some sports.
Thank you very much. Bobby Belt tweeting out as well the Cowboys' offseason workout days, as the first day for offseason workouts will be April 17th. You've got OTAs on May 22nd and the 23rd. And then mandatory minicamp will start on June 6th through the 8th. So there's some days we already know for this Cowboys offseason as we all lead up and build up to the NFL draft. Of course, we got the best coverage here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Dallas Cowboys football. So Adam Rank, Brian, who I know you love dearly. You're a big Adam Rank guy.
Yes.
Because he's a fellow Baldy.
Yes.
Although you're not fully bald, and your hair's looking great, by the way. Shout out to Texas Barber College.
A lot of people were commenting on that, and I appreciate everybody talking about it.
Negatively?
My mom actually says I look younger again.
You do?
You look younger.
I think you do look younger.
Instead of having the kind of crazy-ass hair.
That's what they said about me when I cut my hair.
Look younger. Look younger.
Like all the way off?
Look younger. Yeah.
Took a few years off.
It was vintage Dawson.
Yeah.
Drinking days Dawson.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate the folks out there at the college.
No, it looks great.
They did a great job. Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate
it. My parents were raving about it. I met them up for dinner afterwards. They were like, tell Brian he looks really good.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you. Yep. Tell little mom and dad.
Yeah, mom and papa.
I told you 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
ago. No, you did. Yeah. And a lot of people said, and there was on Twitter, there was it's about damn time, you know? And I'm like, cool.
It's about damn time.
I just have never had like hair like that before. So it was kind of one of those things.
You wanted to feel the flow a little bit.
I wanted to see. And I'll tell you what, I was out there at the Star the other day. Remember, it gets so windy out there. We got all these buildings and any little bit of wind. And the thing, it was just kind of like.
He's got the wild hair.
And I sat down in the car and I looked at it and I went, what am I doing? Seriously, I go, what am I doing?
That was the end.
That was the moment where it really just
it soaked in and you realized, I need to do something about this.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad that you did.
Well, thank you.
So we got 2023 revenge games for the Cowboys. Their biggest revenge game, according to Adam Rang, is going to be when they head back to the Bay Area, Levi's Stadium, and face off against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, we're still waiting for the schedule release.
They got to play them again?
We got to play them again.
Oh, man.
Two first place teams in the division. So that's how they do that, right?
They were second. Dallas was second.
The Cowboys were second. I think we just played the NFC West this year.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
No.
Did we not?
No, I think we played the West last year. Didn't we?
We did play the West last year.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
No, we didn't. We didn't play the 49ers in the regular season. We did play the Rams, so I see why that pulled you off sides.
Yeah, that was the Rams deal. Yeah.
So we got the NFC West, but we got to make a trip back to San Francisco in the to rematch that divisional round meeting. Yeah. I got to think that's one where it's kind of feeling like it's the 90s again, right? With the you got maybe the two best teams in the NFC right now.
The very, very early 90s dropped off.
Yeah.
/ the late 80s is how this one's going. We need 90, 92 to come.
Okay? Yeah, we need to get revenge and go to San Francisco and knock them off, even though it's like technically Santa Clara. It's not even San Francisco.
Santa Clara would be, that's where they're at.
They couldn't put a stadium in San Francisco, man. There's no real estate in there. But do you have any hope?
I do have hope. I think that the Cowboys right now are much better than they ended the regular season with the additions of Gilmore and Cooks, and then we have the draft, which is where they seem to always crush. So I'm hopeful. It'll be interesting to see who's starting at quarterback for the 49ers whenever that game gets played. Like maybe that ends up being a season opening game. That's a sexy one for Fox or something to put there in week one.
Yeah, I would hope that would be an early season game that Trey Lance really hasn't figured it out yet. And still kind of struggling a little bit.
They're experimenting.
Yeah, the 49ers opening day went to Chicago in a rainstorm.
It got
beat like 19-10.
They did.
They couldn't do anything with Trey Lance at quarterback.
But that's got to be the game. Like, the Cowboys have to be circling the 49ers.
We need two things to happen to this football team before I'm prepared to pick them to not be embarrassed. And that is to get a huge, strong defensive tackle and an amazing left guard.
Yeah.
You do both those things, I'll believe.
Other revenge games. How about this one's pretty juicy. The Colts taking on the Panthers. And typically you'd think like, screw both those teams. Like, what's fun about that? But it's the Frank Reich revenge game. Colts fired him. Now he's back in Carolina. People are thinking he's the sexy hire. Who do they pick first overall in the draft?
Only he cares about that. Nobody else cares.
The media is going to make a big deal about that leading
up
to the week.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with, I think it really kind of, you had more fuel when you had Nick Sirianni go there, beat the Colts, and then afterwards he's standing up on the bleachers like, what the hell, Indianapolis, you fired my guy.
Actually, that game is going to be more about two rookie quarterbacks going at it than Frank Reich returning.
Yeah, you could have Anthony Richardson versus C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young or whoever it ends up
being. I'd like Sirianni against the Colts again if we could get that.
That would be fun.
Got to wait.
That would be fun. We also have 49ers and Eagles. They will rematch from the NFC Championship game after the debacle that happened there. Chiefs and Eagles play in the regular season this year as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you get a Super Bowl match, a rematch there, which is going to be juicy.
And that's a tough sked for Philly.
Yeah, Philly's going to have and look, I mean, they've made some moves. That we talked yesterday how big it was for them to be able to keep the two corners. But that defense is going to take a hit. There's no way they're going to be able to replicate what they did a year ago. They got two first-round picks. We'll see what they're able to do there. And then another revenge game. You've got The Lions are on here a couple of times because they have some players that they either signed or left their former teams. You got David Montgomery, who's now a member of the Lions. He's going to play his former team, the Bears, twice a year as he signed a three-year, $18 million contract with the Lions. Again, that's one where I don't think you care unless you're a fan of either one of those teams. Same thing with Jamal Williams, who led the NFL in rushing touchdowns last year with 17 for the Lions. He's now with the New Orleans Saints. He's going to go ahead and tandem backfield that with Alvin Kamara. So you've got a matchup there with the Lions. Everybody's just kind of circling the Lions as I feel like they're the Chargers of last year, where they're expected to make the big leap, the big jump. They had a great finish to the regular season.
Yeah.
But that's just one of those teams where I love Man Campbell. Don't get me wrong. We're biting kneecaps off. But I got to believe it to see it. Believe it.
Absolutely, you got to see it. A hot run. Hell, Baker Mayfield had one of those late in the season.
He sure did.
I need you to prove it.
The other revenge game of note here would be Denver and Miami, because you have Dick Fangio, former head coach there with the Broncos, who's now the DC there with the Miami Dolphins. Also Bradley Chubb, whom they traded for. So a couple of tie-ins
and
there.
Dick Fangio.
Yeah, Vic and Dick, yep. The Fangios. Mm-hmm. So Broncos and Dolphins, that one could be a fun matchup as well. And then Jimmy G quarterbacking against the Patriots, because you have Patriots and Raiders this year. You also have Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick.
Some fun
storylines there.
I love a good revenge plot. Appreciate you, Wolchuk.
Absolutely.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We've got Krusty's Corner right around the corner coming up at 2:40. You have what you're drinking and what you're thinking coming up in about 3 hours. So if you are day drinking, you don't want to miss it. Set yourself a little reminder on your smartphone.
Get your darty going, boys.
Time can fly. But yeah, let's darty it up. And if you've never called into a sports radio show or you've never called in while intoxicated, coming up 5:20 is your chance. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Alec Medford is filling in for Lucius Alexander and has your G-Bag of the Day. Sir.
All right, gents. It's been a few months since we've done this here on this program. It's good to be back with you guys.
Good to have you back, little Red Medford. I missed you, man.
Yeah, good to be back. Missed you guys, but you're putting in great work regardless, with or without me. So good to see you guys. But yesterday, Joey Erickson had the G-Bag of the Day for you, and it looks like our winner was a March Madness cheerleader talking some mess.
That's right.
Messiah! Your coach say you suck! That's what his words. Take him out of the game, coach!
You can rub it on for this.
Ref,
that's the best part.
You don't gotta take that, ref. You don't gotta take that, ref. You don't gotta take that. If I was you, I wouldn't let him talk to me like that.
Yeah, that's a one-time champ. She took down the church combo platter yesterday. Do we got a name on this gal? What is she, at Florida A&M? Is that right?
Yeah, she's at Florida A&M. I can look up, see what her name is, because she is definitely getting a lot of buzz around TikTok and social media.
She has a lot of knowledge of the game. I like what she's doing. She's kind of paying attention to what's happening.
Yeah. It's a real sports fan right there who just happens to be pretty and athletic.
There you go.
Cheerleader.
She's a great advocate. And speaking of church combo platter, I have a little bit of church talk here. This comes from Jim Shropshire on TikTok. The video is called Never Let a Preacher Order Fast Food.
Oh, my. Let me get the family pack. Hello, somebody. If I can get the mashed potatoes with the gravy. Come on, somebody. If you can add the baked beans to the side of the thing. I see Cajun rice as well. Let me get the wedges, please. If you can give me a sweet tea. Come on, somebody. I said a sweet tea. Come on. I said a sweet tea. If you can give me a sweet tea, please. And that's all I need.
That's all I need.
Down the middle, all dark, with some mashed potatoes, baked beans with a sweet tea, with some Cajun rice, and a large potato wedge.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
That's all.
You got me, man.
Got into it. And then Shaq, he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
And so AJ Hawk, we know that he's in his own little remote studio.
Oh, yeah.
And
hitting his cigars.
Yeah, he's hitting the cigar, and his face is just on this massive screen in front of Shaq.
Yeah.
And Shaq could not pay attention to AJ's question because of this.
Shaq, was Phil Jackson, like, I guess how we view him from people that are fans of him and heard all of his Zen and meditation and everything, was he what you expected when you got there and you played for him?
Are you a supermodel? Because you have the sexiest jawline.
Hell yeah.
That's real, Shaq.
Apparently, didn't want to talk about Phil Jackson. I never noticed that about AJ Hawk. You know, I was always too busy paying attention to the fact that he has no butt. You know, AJ Hawk, good college player. Yeah. You got to bring the butt if you want to make it at the pro game. And yeah. he was just an average player once he got to the pro level.
Yeah, you got to have the tank back there.
He's
yeah.
bringing the jaw on for sure. Sure. Got a very square head.
Nyla Clarington, by the way, is the senior cheerleader's name. She's also the captain for Florida A&M, so shout out to you.
Yeah, that Phil Jackson, he'd been doing that Zen stuff way back in the 90s. He was ahead of the time. He was a trendsetter. He really was. I wonder how Shaq did with that. I don't get the feeling that that Shaq was very into that kind of stuff.
No.
He was more like a young party dance guy.
Yeah.
Phil's like, visualize the free throw going in, Shaq.
Breathe in, breathe out.
That was his deal. And I do believe in that, by the way. Studies have shown that if you visualize something happening, it's just as good as actually practicing it. Don't know if you knew that, Alec.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still learning out here in these streets, and I'm learning
aren't
that Drew Timmy of Gonzaga.
Oh, did he curse again?
He almost did, and Kevin Harlan lost it.
I mean, I got to do whatever I can to fire this team up and fire myself up. And if people have a problem with that, then, you know, they can go somewhere else.
I love it. You're everything that's right about the game. The moment is yours. Congratulations, Kevin. He's very shy.
Yeah, I can tell that.
I can tell that.
Man, the look of relief on his face, because he missed two free throws up two with 15 seconds to go. Next thing you know, UCLA makes the three. He's about to be like an embarrassment figure.
Yeah.
Not quite as bad as calling a timeout with no timeouts remaining like Michigan in 91 or whatever, but close to it. That could have been catastrophic. That could have been a Nick Anderson type of trauma. That would have, you know, ruined his life.
He has played, and I think it's just longevity, but you also look at Gonzaga. He's scored 20 points in more tournament games than anybody in history.
Makes sense.
Of college basketball. And you think about that, and you wouldn't have remembered that. If all of a sudden, you know, that they lose that game, you're not even thinking about him being that great of a player.
No, you wouldn't be talking about the 36 points.
You're thinking about him missing two key free throws that didn't help his team win.
Now, he went back to college, right, because his NBA draft stock just isn't better than a second rounder.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that's probably going to be a second round pick. Yeah, I think he's going to stay at Gonzaga as long as he can and use up all the eligibility. Yeah.
He's not like a 6-year senior already?
No, I think he's only been playing for 3 or 4 years.
Okay, well good for him.
Is it really that? Because like I say, he's scored more. He's had more 20-point games
than an All-American senior.
Zaga's made a bunch of deep tournament runs.
Was he like you sure this wasn't like a pandemic guy where it's like, oh, I'm going to hang around?
Well, he probably has another year because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Ballin.
There you go.
Who else is nominated, Alec?
I'll give you a last-minute entry here because this happened right before y'all's crosstalk segment with the KMC masterpiece. Mike has had it with Jason Kidd and Luka Doncic.
The way you hate Rick Carlisle is the exact same way all the refs hate you because you treat refs the way that you felt Rick Carlisle treated your teammates.
I hear you, Mike. I'm not against you on this.
Well, how come like somebody can't get through to the 24-year-old man?
I don't know.
Call Luka and tell him, Kevin.
Why do they have adults and call them bat boys and bat girls? I don't know.
Listen, guys, stop distracting me. I'm watching a game. And that's our head coach!
We're the KNC masterpiece.
He lost a few years there.
Yeah. Man, Mike's frustration level with the Mavs is next level, really.
He's spot on with the Luka stuff, though. It's starting to really get annoying.
Yeah.
It's
ruining
Luka,
watching the Mavs
on Luka
games.
What are we doing?
We're not turning. Look, love him, great player, but he's got to chill when it comes to just crapping all over the refs.
He won't do it.
It's annoying when you lose. Yeah. A lot of stuff
magnified.
Is. Mike has had it with Jason and Luka. Drew Timmy, happy. Shaq on the Pat McAfee show. Preacher ordering fast food. March Madness cheerleader there at Florida A&M. Definitely worth a Google.
The cheerleader?
Yeah, let me go with the March Madness cheerleader there, our current champ to make it two. Alec, how you doing?
It's tough, but I'm going to go Shaq and the sexy jawline.
All right, Woolchuck.
I'm going to go with Drew Timmy.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Yeah, Nyla, the cheerleader.
By a score of 2-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the Florida A&M cheerleader, at least for the day. We do have basketball going on right now. Miami's battling. They're in a college game against Villanova on the women's side. Men's side coming up about 5:30. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are we going with that, sir?
Yeah, it's a sports mix, and I got a legacy question. We'll talk about that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Alec. Panthers are rolling. They have landed DJ Chark to pair with Adam Thielen and a top pick quarterback. Now I'd have a chance to succeed. Here's Brian Broaddus, Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Still amazed at the Panthers carrying 14 people to pro days and stuff like that. That's a huge decision for them to have to make. Are they looking for a consensus of 14 people to like buy in on what quarterback they take? That needs to be like two guys' decision. That needs to be the owner. Well, actually three. General manager, head coach, owner.
How many of these owners do you really see going to the pro days?
It doesn't happen.
Right?
It doesn't happen.
I mean, I thought that was in itself very weird.
Maybe a private workout. Cowboys have got some private workouts scheduled with some guys. We're starting to hear about that a little bit.
What do you guys in the scouting business think when a team shows up with over a dozen guys?
I think you have problems. I think you have problems because I'm not looking for a consensus. You know, I'm looking for
Smartest football person to make the decision.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the general manager. Me, the head coach, the owner. That's it. That's all I need.
What about the quarterback coach? Wade Wilson did some things for you.
Wade Wilson did. You know, I think there's some things that you can supplement, you know, with the help of like, hey, why?
What about the Cowboys need to bring eight guys, hoping that the one has a clue, because it was Sean Payton, quarterback's coach, and Wade Wilson, quarterback's coach, that found Romo and Dak, right?
Well, see, but we also went after Drew Henson, and it was basically a room of guys that voted for Drew Henson, and Sean Payton was the one that said, I wouldn't sign this guy, I wouldn't draft this guy, I wouldn't do anything with this guy.
You just needed Sean.
Yeah. Sean's an outstanding evaluator.
Yeah.
But I understand opinions, but if you're taking 14 people to a workout, you're going to get a consensus, and everybody's going to be, oh, yeah, we feel good, you know, and it's probably not going to be the best decision.
Too many chefs in the kitchen type of deal.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to me, I just feel like I believe in listening to people and getting opinions, but I'm not going to let it be the one thing. I'm not going to let 14 people have a say in what goes on with picking players. But
you wouldn't create an Insta poll and send it out via email?
I wouldn't. I trust you. All right. The sports mix. I always talk about this. Hey, by the way, I got to talk about this thing too. You know, I tell you guys every week about job search. I don't know what the deal is. Job search is sending me stuff.
Yeah. They're trying to hire you away from us?
These job search people are like, I get, hey, you might like this job.
We think you'd be a good fit here.
We think you'd be a great fit here.
Well, headhunter's coming after Broaddus.
Yeah, well, the job search, you know, what was my biggest fear a job that I absolutely would not want to do?
Well, I don't think
it'd
be anything.
The other day we talked about this.
Plane related.
Yeah, exactly. Flights. Exactly. Air traffic controller.
You wouldn't want that one either?
No, I would not
want to be. Oh, the pressure of getting everybody organized?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's some close calls.
I wouldn't want to. That popped up on my job search today.
That would be terrifying.
Hey, go be an air traffic control guy.
Well, plus your day drinking problem, you know, it probably wouldn't serve you well.
It probably wouldn't. And then all the narcotics that I take.
Right.
You know, while I'm day drinking. Yeah,
yeah,
I would never make it through screening. But, yeah, it's funny how we were talking about that on the radio the other day. That, like, jobs you wouldn't want to have.
Yeah.
An air traffic controller was one of them that I'd absolutely not want to have. And that was the first job listed. Do you think somebody's like paying attention to what we're saying?
Now, how are these getting to? And I bet your phone's listening to you. What app is that coming through?
It's coming through just on an email.
Really?
It's like hey, are you interested?
You might have some spyware on that phone.
You think?
Probably.
Okay. I mean, it's like
we probably all do.
That's like a brand new phone. I just wonder sometimes how they figure out. That's the last damn job I'd want. Air traffic controller?
Man.
Are you kidding me?
It seems too stressful. Pressure? Yeah.
Huh. You make one mistake, next thing you know, hundreds of lives are at risk. I'll never
You're
forget
on the evening
the,
news.
Yeah, yeah, the Breaking Bad episode of girl's dad that ended up dying. Yeah. And not to spoil it, I mean, it's been, a decade since Breaking Bad's come out? You should watch it if you
that
haven't.
That was an intense episode,
by the way. It was horrible.
That was when the baby, the doll ended up in the pool.
Yes, and we kept seeing those flashbacks in the intros, right? And you're like, what is this from? And then you realize it's debris from the plane crash.
They were really trying to make me not like Walt White. The scene with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, where he has to make that decision.
Where she's choking. On
yeah.
I think he did the right thing.
I don't know. I couldn't do that.
He was looking out for Jesse, but I couldn't do that. I couldn't let somebody just die like that,
I think
that, man.
As deep as they were into all that, you had to protect that.
Yeah.
You?
It's part of Breaking Bad.
Part of it. Okay. Here we go. Sports mix. If I were to say Zeke going to the Eagles would tarnish his Cowboy legacy, Gavin Dawson.
Absolutely it would. You know, that's the fan reality, that's the fan perspective, and seeing him, it would change how you look at Zeke for, and it happened to Emmitt Smith, it happens to everybody. Maybe it's only 1% or 10%, but no doubt it has an impact on how fans are going to look at you. And, you know, to me, it shows how little players care about what fans think.
I think yes, because it's the Eagles. Like, the Eagles would be our public enemy number one. He could go somewhere else. Like, even Emmitt going to the Cardinals, who at that time were an NFC East rival. It's the Cardinals. You don't have that same kind of hostility and bad blood that you do towards the Eagles. The Eagles have been the number one rival over the course of the last two decades.
Yeah.
That would absolutely not sit well, regardless on if you were happy that Zeke left, you're upset about Zeke leaving. That one just wouldn't sit well with me.
Do you feel differently, though, if the fact that it was the Cowboys that got rid of him? Do you feel differently about that? That he's going to get a job with somebody?
You know, okay,
because it was the Cowboys that moved on from him. They're the ones that put him on the street.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I get that whole thing, and I don't begrudge Zeke any decision that he wants to make. I just think it's a reality that from the fans' perspective, that's something you will not be able to scrub from your mind, him in an Eagles uniform. You know, each have the right to their own reality. Zeke, he's done nobody wrong.
Yeah.
He's pursuing what he should pursue. If you want to keep playing, if you want to scratch your competitive itch, if you want to check, whatever, you do you. But fans are going to look at you differently.
Right.
I just think it's that players want to play. And as much as the rivalries matter to us, they matter nothing to about 98% of players.
Yeah. It's one of those where it's like, Zeke, go do what you got to do, man. You want to keep playing, go somewhere where they're going to offer you a job. But it's just, as a fan, as a diehard Cowboy fan my entire life, growing up here in Dallas, man, no. It would bother me a little bit seeing a guy who was so good for the last, really, for the first 4 years of his career, and then you started to see, man, not quite the same back, but good Lord, he's the third best running back in franchise history. It would sting.
214 says he started it when he held out, so some fans look at him differently. Other fans were just over him being a player and don't care, and a lot of other fans just love Zeke.
And DeMarco Murray did do it, and I don't think it's really hurt DeMarco when people think about him, but it was only for a year, and then he left and went to Tennessee, and he stunk with the Eagles. So maybe, I guess, how he plays with Philly would have something to do with it, but I would just hate to see him in that uniform.
You guys remember with Dez Bryant, and he was talking with the Packers, and then he kind of said, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows. Because he's one of the 2% that I just referred to.
Yeah.
Like him, a couple of guys with the Eagles, Michael Irvin, you know, a couple of guys with the Commanders, Chris Cooley, just bought into the whole I'm a fan and a player at the same time. And, you know, we're lucky to have guys like Dez and Michael Irvin.
Yeah, I think both of those. Like Dez is like, you know, I can't go play in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I need a gig, and I still can't go play in Green Bay.
Big picture, though, I think that I would probably get over it as well. You know, you in the moment, it's like, what the hell? But once he's retired and we're removed from it, probably won't think about it.
Okay, tell me if I'm making this story up or not.
You are.
Just tell me if I'm
making it. You like to make stuff up.
Cooper, wait, is this Chief doing the segment?
No, yeah, I'm taking over for him on this one. Tell me if I'm making this up or not, or is this a true story? Cooper Rush signed with the Cowboys because his flight to Vegas got canceled.
Is that what happened?
Am I making that up, or is this a true story?
I don't think you're making it up.
I'm going to say you're making that up. I think that he wanted to be here.
You know, Brian's not that creative.
Ultimately. I think that that's funny, but if he really wanted to go somewhere to Vegas, it's easy to just get another flight.
Now, we talked about it earlier. We talked about it earlier, right?
Raiders and Bengals were the two teams Raiders interested. And Bengals.
Weather get him last week?
Weather got him. Ooh. It's a true story. It's a true story. He was nice. He was waiting out at DFW to get on a plane to go to Vegas and probably was going to sign out there. Flight got canceled, had to come home, sign with the Cowboys the next morning.
Wow.
So that is, no, I did not make that story up.
Dang it.
Right on.
So that's how
I always like those, when you pick the story that was made up or not.
We need to do more of those games like that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
More of the games where you could pick that up. So.
Well, a blessing for the Cowboys to still have Cooper Rush. It would have been interesting to see what would have happened if he'd gone to the Raiders. Now, would that have been as their starter instead of Jimmy G?
No, he's just going to be as a backup guy. Mm. But, yeah, he was set to go out and visit the Raiders, likely to sign.
Wow.
And said, you know, this was a sign that I needed to be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.